I couldn't help but think of how sexy you are. The thoughts I have about you are less than savory. I probably shouldn't think about it as often as I do. But my thighs quiver at the sound of your voice every time, and I curse them. It's become difficult to imagine anything else besides the sounds you would make as I sink down upon you. I try to go about my day as I normally would, doing the dishes, the laundry, making the bed, but each thought links to another, and before I know it, I feel the wetness start to drip from my panties. I can't help but wonder what you feel like inside of me, or if my name would be the one you call out as pain and pleasure overtake you. And just the thought of your whimpers and groans as I kneel down and slide you between my breasts. That slick feeling as your breecum moistens my cleavage, the friction of my nipples making them erect, how your hips would buck to go faster. How could I tease you after so long? Of course, I'd respond with renewed enthusiasm. I just have to hold back, though. Damn it. But if I didn't, would you let me? Let me push you down and press my nails in your chest to hear you groan. Grind my hips against yours through your jeans and unzip your pants and pull out your hard cock. And with a smile, slide my body down and rest my breasts upon your thighs. And take you down my throat until I choke and you panting. Would you let me come back to hover above you? Swaddle your hands that try to grab me with passion and possession, pin them above your head, and then rest myself down upon your skin, skirt floating aside with a knowing look as your eyes widen at my lack of panties. Would you let me let go of your hands and pull you gently up to sit with me in your lap? And slam my lips down upon yours and sucking, biting, moaning. Place your hands upon my breasts, heavy and heaving from lack of breath. Run my fingers to the back of your hair. Pull my fists up in them and then pull your head back to expose your neck so fresh and smooth and sink my teeth into your shoulder, gently tracing my dripping lips across your head, throbbing. At that point, I wouldn't care if you would let me. With these screams, I'd push down, taking you into me fully, and perhaps I'd scream along. Slide back up and down, growling from the faces you'd make. I would ride you with fire in my eyes and honey in my throat, quickening each thrust, ears aching for the sound of your moans, hoping to hear you cry out profanity, to hear the tone of your non-believing. When I reach my peak, I'd shout your name to the sky. Coming down from the glow, I'd feel your desperation to follow red-eyed returned and move myself furiously, working until sweat beads upon my skin, just to see you come. The faster I go, the closer you get, and soon enough you're looking for a reason to pull out. But I'd hold you down and slam you deep to bring us both to the top. Oh, God. Spent. We'd bask. A ringing in our ears, chests heaving, collapse together. The welts on your neck giving me a pleasant tingle, and the redness prickling on the top of your skin was a beautiful color. How could I resist running a finger over them to hear you gasp? That can't happen though, can it? Fuck. But, oh God, it's still fun to think about, isn't it?